This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
You're listening to the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. And now, here's your host, Lisa Rangel.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the 40th episode of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and founder of Chameleon Resumes. We're an executive resume writing, LinkedIn profile development, and job search consultancy firm that helps executives and high potential leaders land their next position faster. And on today's podcast, we're going to outline 37 ways successful professionals promote themselves. And let's do a gut check. What are you not doing? Most executives and professionals tell me they're uncomfortable tooting their own horn. They don't want to brag. They don't want to have coworkers think that they're putting them down to promote themselves. Like, they don't want to put themselves in the limelight. And I'm here to tell you, I believe you can promote yourself without bragging, without putting others down in order to make yourself look good. You don't have to be this aggressive attention seeker, bragging in superfluous ways to get ahead at work. In fact, the less obnoxious you are about doing this, the better. Instead, build positive relationships with everyone you can, both inside and outside the organization. This will help you be viewed as resourceful and get ahead by helping others succeed, improving their perceptions of you, and doing the marketing legwork required to stay visible. And stick to the facts. I find that you're not bragging if you stick to the facts of your wins, of your accomplishments, and done in an appropriate way. So this way, when opportunities come along for promotions, you're on the radar. You want to make sure you get considered in case there's discussions going on that you're not even aware of. So you want to make sure you're always on the radar. So here's a list. Now, this isn't not in any way an exhaustive list, but this is a solid list of 37 ways job seekers and entrepreneurs and anyone who really wants to advance their career, stay on the radar, promote themselves to prospective employers or internally within your organization, that you can do this in a respectable way. So here's a gut check as I go through this list, and I'm literally going to read 37 items to you. So you're going to need to probably come back to this episode and write these down. And then as you do that, I want to make sure that do a gut check of ones that you are not doing. And then in a positive way, I just want you to pick five and just get going on them and do something to just say, I've done this, you know, get the box checker checklist out. And these are the five that I want to start doing. So listen to this once is my suggestion, and just listen and let what resonates to you of what you're not doing and the ones you want to do just sort of come to you, and then feel free to revisit it and take more notes and really commit to five is what my suggestion is. So the first way to promote yourself is within your social media profiles, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, About Me, Zoom info profiles are also effective. So this way, again, you are able to be found via search engines and within each of these different social media platforms as well. You can write blog posts. You can offer to guest post, write a post for someone else's blog. That's always exposure. Have a personal website that reflects your professional interests. You know, have it be in line with your professional interests. You can write white papers on relevant topics to your profession and industry. Make sure your resume and your career communication documents are up to date. Included in that also, number six, is an executive professional biography. Make sure you have a biography. It's different than your resume. It's shorter. It's more journalistic / conversational in its description. And it can be used for speaking topics or as a short bio to your blog post that you submit. So this is a way to reinforce these contributions that you're making to promote yourself. Number seven, your email signature. Have it linked to your LinkedIn profile or have a tagline under your name or your contact information in that respect. Number eight, getting speaking engagements and attending conferences strategically and either attending and then taking it an extra step and offering to speak at these conferences. Number nine, industry networking events. So if you're in the healthcare industry, look for healthcare-driven industry networking events, technology. For instance, if you're in the toy industry, that's a very robust industry event type of group go to those conferences, go to those networking events. So number 10, look for like-minded discipline associations. So different than the industry, if you're an IT professional, go to an IT executive conference. If you're in finance, regardless of your industry, right? You might be a CFO within the publishing business. You might be a CFO within the oil and gas business. But the key is to go to a CFO conference, so a discipline-based association, and look for like-minded individuals there and network and promote yourself. Number 11, you can have a personal or a corporate newsletter that promotes your thought leadership within your industry or your discipline or both. It can be company sponsored. It can be initiated on behalf of your company, or it could be something that you do on a personal level within your professional interests. Number 12, this may sound old school, but regular phone contact with your network. Reach out to people. Make sure that you're speaking to people at least every 3, 6, 9 months, depending on the nature of the relationship there, and just stay in their line of sight, so to speak. Number 13, personal email and email campaign. So contact people via email. You may also have an email newsletter that promotes what you've been doing, what's going on, soliciting questions from your network and how you can help. And again, you're staying visible. 14, you can do YouTube videos, other video portals. 15, hobby groups. So mix the fun with the professional. So if you run, or if you're a reader, you know, book clubs. Music, team sports, the arts. These are all types of ideas that help you not only pursue what interests you most outside of work, but then you're finding additional like-minded people in business who share the same hobbies as you. And then again, it's a way for you to engage and promote yourself. Number 16, social media engaged self-promotion. So tweets, posts, updates, making sure that you're sharing what you're doing in your industry, in your profession, sharing your thoughts, sharing current trends, coming to be looked at as someone who provides information. That's what you want to position yourself as with regards to number 16. Number 17, photo sharing with appropriate tagging. This is great for retail, cosmetics, marketing, digital marketing type of industries as well, campaigns, if you're someone who designs marketing campaigns. If you're in an industry that does really well on Instagram, Pinterest, this could be some way that you can promote yourself as well as your organization or your business line. Number 18, the use of logos, taglines, catchphrases, and then using them consistently in all online and offline promotion, because people remember that stuff. And they start seeing it in a repetitive nature in different mediums. So make sure you use those wisely. Number 19, other marketing collateral. So business cards, letterheads, leave behinds, digital information that can be shared, free information that you give out. Number 20, press releases, both free and paid publicity through press releases and PR. Number 21, do what you can to get quoted in media articles pertaining to your industry and or your discipline. This way you start to get viewed again as a thought leader, as someone who contributes to your field. On that same note, number 22, seek out broadcast TV appearances. Number 23, do Facebook Live videos with what's going on in your work. And again, if your personal Facebook account is being used for work, just make sure everything's appropriate and suitable for a professional context. Number 24, within your industry, look for joint ventures, cross promotion with other professionals, other industries. Look for vendors, clients, where it makes sense for you to leverage each other's networks, because then that's mutual more exposure for each of you by exposing each of you to each other's networks. Number 25, local business to business networking events. Number 26, training and support groups. Again, you can help, you can contribute, you can also receive from those groups as well. Number 27, relevant meetup groups, Eventbrite groups. Number 28, corporate and alumni organizations. Reach back out to people you used to work with. And even if you don't know them, maybe you didn't work at the same company at the same time, you have that experience of working at that company in common and leverage that. Number 29, university alumni events. This is huge. So much comes out of university alumni events that you can promote yourself there and help your organization, your alumni as well, your alma mater, that is. Number 30, PowerPoint and slide share presentations. You can put these up on your LinkedIn profile. And again, be viewed as a thought leader. Number 31, you can do podcasts, you can do webinars to show your expertise and showcase yourself as well as promote your organization. Number 32, you can write books, you can write ebooks, pamphlets, again, demonstrating your knowledge on particular topics. Number 33, you can do articles for publication in mainstream media outlets and industry publications. 34, this sounds a little old school, but just simple person-to-person meetings. I had offered in one of the prior numbered items, phone calls. Well, make sure those phone calls maybe turn into person-to-person meetings. Number 35, charitable volunteer and fundraising work. Number 36, community development participation, you know, helping out in your town can really help you promote yourself on a local level. And then number 37, which is almost really the most important one, I feel like it's a win-win-win type of scenario, help someone else achieve their dreams. They will always be grateful to you and you will feel awesome. And that in itself can help be a promotion of you that you're helping someone else. I mean, don't do it for that reason, but know that that's a residual if you help someone else achieve their dreams. So, you know, let me know your thoughts. What else are you doing that I haven't listed? What's the gut check of ones that you're not doing that you think you can start? I welcome your feedback. And another question to ask yourself is, are you comfortable doing this? Are you comfortable promoting yourself in these ways? Are you able to pick five of these and run with it? I mean, even one, can you choose one? If you've answered no to any of these subsequent questions, you may need some help. You may want qualified accountability and encouragement and tactical advice to ensure that you're able to execute at least one, if not five of these over the next few months. So hire us for personal guidance on this topic. Go to executivejobsecurity.com and invest in our executive job security program to work with our team of career performance coaches that will help you be proactive and help you pick five that are best for you that you can start to execute and show you how to execute them. And this way you're going to start taking proactive steps to stabilizing your career. This way you don't have to do it alone. And you can still maximize your efforts. The career continuity coaching resource is found at executivejobsecurity.com. And in past episodes, we talked about the only way to truly protect yourself from job loss is to pretend you're fired today. Make a list of activities you would do to start to find your next job and start doing those proactive activities now. Keep yourself in demand when you don't need a job. This is the key element to the Pretend You're Fired Today action list. Keep your network primed. Stay in the forefront of their mind. And this way you create demand for what you do consistently. We want you to be in demand when you need it. So you need to create that demand before you need it. This is the essence of job continuity. It's about not just staying in one job forever, which is how it used to be like 10, 15, 20 years ago. Job stability now, job continuity is about being able to find another job of equal or better stature and compensation quickly. This way, if your job situation changes unexpectedly, by building the demand ahead of time, you have that pent up demand for what you do by doing these actions that I'm showing you here today and on past podcasts. For the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to continue to go through a list of activities and tactics that you can do now as if you were let go today. So you can ensure that you are always employable. You're always ready for whatever the world brings your way. I want you to be able to find a job fast that is equal or better if things change unexpectedly. So the first item on our Pretend You're Fired Today action list is redoing and updating your resume. So we cover that in episodes 1 through 8. The second item on that list was updating your profile, which you can review in episodes 9 through 12. And in the last 24 or so episodes, we've covered a myriad of topics ranging from how to work with third-party recruiters, how to handle the culture fit interview question, the ABCs of job security. So you're going to want to revisit those episodes. I'm so proud of you for taking these steps, for listening to these podcasts well before you need it. The key is making yourself marketable while you don't need it yet. So most people, I'm telling you, they wait and that unexpected job change happens and then boom, they're like scrambling to learn all this stuff. So kudos to you for learning and doing this before you need it. This will help you remain employable. My friend saved me with her priceless advice, pretend you're fired today, and I'm paying it forward with you. I ask you to share this sentiment. Share this with as many executives, rising professionals, people who you feel would benefit from this build it before you need it advice. It's a gift. I feel like I'm giving a gift because it was a gift given to me that was so helpful. So I encourage you to share this sentiment so people are just ready. Doing the preparation suggested in this episode will help you promote yourself using the specific ideas that I suggested. So I don't want you to be overwhelmed by it. I gave you a bunch of ideas so you can just pick one, two, I say up to five. But even if it's one, the key is just to do something and start being proactive on this. And in the next episode, we're going to shift gears a little bit. I'm going to discuss the concept of curiosity being a new trait that is being looked for in C-level leaders by hiring managers and recruiters. So let's learn, are you curious enough for leadership? And then if you are, how do you demonstrate curiosity in your achievement? So you're not going to want to miss this next episode. So this way you can determine if you have this desirable trait and then how to market this trait to your network. And in the interim, if you want personalized coaching for your career and helping you get past any specific area or to implement what we discussed today in promoting yourself, go to Executive Job Security and hire us to help you directly create a continuous employability situation in your career. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Be well.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.